All right, we are back. We are the Old Man Ultras. We are exceptionally occasional podcast. I was looking at the date of our last podcast. It was 5 months ago.
Yeah.
And so we're here to bring you our 2024 FC Cincinnati season preview. The season's about to kick off any minute now. And totally. We've all got very hot takes about the roster.
Totally.
I'm sure we're gonna be really correct on some of them, especially the ones at the beginning of the season. So, no further ado, I am Schindler, and sitting next to me is Bubbles. Bubbles, what's up?
Not much. It's good to be back in the basement with some beer, which we all agreed that we're gonna drink when we're together, and we are drinking when we're together. Sitting next to me, as always, looking, you're mighty fine, Macca. Like that hairdo. I think, people who don't have hair are jealous, like me.
Oh, hey, come on.
I should go to Turkey and get some hair transplants. But how you doing, Macca?
I'm great. I'm great now you said that. I wasn't feeling too good when I came in here, but now I'm all right. I don't know what to do. I just rub my hand through it.
Maybe you should rub your hand through me.
Okay, that's right.
And we're off.
But no, I had a cut in October, and I cut it just before my holly bobs that I just went on, and I feel pretty good. I've been wearing a hat mostly for the last 2 weeks, so now I'm back in Cincy. I'm not wearing a hat anyway. This is boring.
To keep the sun out of your eyes?
I was just keep the sun off my head.
Ah,
I was in.
Right.
I won't tell you where I went. But I went where the sun shines all the time on your head, and if it doesn't shine on your head, it's raining.
That rules out the North Pole.
I went to the wettest place on Earth.
The wettest,
apparently.
Right. It's the Garden State, I believe.
Oh, the Garden Isle.
The Garden Isle.
New Jersey. Yeah.
I was going to say.
Like, wait, that doesn't sound right.
I went to New Jersey last year.
We all love a good New Jersey vacation.
Go to the shore.
I kind of like, I didn't go to shore this year, but I did go away, and I had a lovely time. I'm back. I'm feeling refreshed, but I've seen no football because of the stupid, ridiculous time.
Yeah,
I was still in America, but I was still 6 hours behind.
6 hours behind.
I think one of our games kicked off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was just—I don't know—I was still, I was still having
Hawaii
my breakfast.
Is fantastic, but it's terrible to watch football.
You could never be a football supporter.
It would
really
be rough. Yeah.
I watched the Liverpool Man City game at 5:45. I got up for that because you would.
Yeah.
But like all the other games were just ridiculously early and stuff. But I'm back now, and just as the protocol of the Ultras is, only one person or two, if they are accompanying each other, can leave the state at the time. So I've returned, and I believe that sitting next to me is Stone D.
That's right.
He's off to enjoy a bit of Floridian sunshine tomorrow.
That's right.
And which is funny because today I went to the dentist and I had some fluoride. Oh, that's a different thing. It seems like it's the same word in your head. It's not Floridian, it's fluoride, and you're going to fly. Anyway, I tried to be funny. All right.
That was funny.
But yeah, so we've got him while we can, so let's get some juice out of the man before he decides to kick back and relax and gets all slack on us.
That's right.
How are you doing, mate? You look great. You look like you've had a holiday.
I don't look as well as you do because I haven't had a holiday, and my hair is not as nice as yours, but I feel great, and I'm glad to be back here. We are 5 months older since the last time we talked.
We are.
Which is quite significant at our age.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So I do feel older. I feel ready to go, though, so... What do you got, Schindler?
Well, I think maybe we'll just go through some of the new guys on the roster.
Oh, yeah, because this is a season preview.
And we can give our predictions for what we think we're going to see from them. And
who should we start with?
I'm saving that guy for the end. So one thing actually about the roster, news came out today that Marco Angulo is going on loan to a team in Ecuador.
Yep.
And there were two things that came to mind immediately for me. One was, wait a minute. Do we have a guy named Marco Angulo on the roster? And two, why is he going? Like, why is he going alone? So I missed all the stuff about him. I guess Pat or Albright or one of them said he wasn't going to be back this year. So I think that was a good bit of roster business because I don't think he was good enough. Like, he was sort of signed, I think, to probably be the successor for Junior Moreno.
Yeah,
but because it turns out he wasn't that good, we signed Pavel Buka.
Yes.
And I kind of like the cut of his jib so far.
Yeah. Yep. You know? Yep. I mean, yep.
I like the way you pronounce that because I thought it was Butcher.
Well, I don't know if I'm right.
No, I think you are. I think you are.
Yeah. Well, I spent 5 days in the Czech Republic.
Oh, there you go.
Four years old. So,
bro.
I'm nearly a native
speaker. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually really like him.
I do too.
I think he's a good compliment to Obito, Wobo, and you know, just seems like he.
Yep.
He reminds me actually a lot of Junior Moreno.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of. Yeah. So, good job, club.
Good job. Good job, club. Yep.
Good job, club.
All right. Next new guy that I wanted to talk about was Kip Keller and his weird arms.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the way he runs?
When he runs, yeah.
I mean, they're very, and part of it's also because he's got his hair pushed back with the headband.
Yeah.
And his arms, he just looks like he's trying to take off. Like,
yeah.
If he just flaps them a little harder, he's going to get some clearance.
I mean, he uses them to win those aerial duels.
He's been, I think, good.
Good,
I mean,
yeah.
I think he's been fine. I'm a little surprised how much time he's getting. I thought he was sort of signed to just be like a backup. But
yeah, yeah, but.
He and Murphy are basically splitting the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
On the terraces, as Mac would say, he looks like a Lax bro.
Yeah,
he does look like a Lax bro.
He does.
Yeah.
A friend of mine texted during the Toronto match. He's like, "This Kip Keller guy looks just like a guy who'd be named Kip Keller." That sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he got something of the Raheem Sterlings about him?
Yes.
That's very. Yeah.
I marvel at him still.
Yeah. Amazing. He can run that fast while he does that. Yeah.
It looks like he's wringing. He looks like he's drying his hands when he's running.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Kip. He's been all right. We have Miles Robinson.
Oh right, yeah.
I wonder
if he'll score for us.
Yeah,
could be.
I wonder if he'll chip in with some goals. That's a good question.
But I mean that Kip, Miles, Miazga. There's a lot to love.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm giving everybody the heart.
Wow, nice to see.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, our center back pool is definitely. I mean, I don't think we'll be having to play Powell at center back this year, which would be nice.
Since that's
how
true.
Our season ended.
Yep.
I guess Nick is back and he's been on the bench a couple times. So
yeah,
yeah, that's good too. Yeah. That's always good.
My guess is he's not going to play. He's not going to play as much this year as he did last year, but he looks all right.
How old is Nick now?
He's kind of in his early 30s, I would think.
Is he?
Because he's been around for a while. I mean, he won the Cup with Toronto, so that's been a while. Mm. He was born. Yeah, he's 31.
31. The Caglan.
Well, he's adding a bit of that seniority that you like in the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of leadership.
Yeah. Good in the dressing room.
Yeah. Good in the dressing room.
Yeah,
thank you.
He's moving into that whole like influencer for the team role.
Oh, for sure. He'll be our ambassador.
He'll be ambassador. Be on the videos.
Yep.
Encouraging the youngins to get to bed early.
That's right. Exactly. Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
And then we have Gerardo. I know he goes by, what is it, Dito?
Yeah.
Valenzuela.
Like an
Valenzuela.
Yeah.
I do. I like the look of it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll score a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wonder if he'll have a penalty taken off him by Keeney.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
In the game I did see him play, because I haven't seen much of us play, he looked like he got a bit chippy. When things didn't go his way, and I thought, but not in a Bruno Fernandes way or a Ronaldo way.
Yeah.
In a kind of a positive, like, I like that you're getting annoyed about that.
Yeah.
But not too, you know, it's my ball and I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's not like that. But he did look like, he looks like he cares.
Yeah. He definitely looks like he cares.
And he looks like he's got a bit of skill in him.
He's smart, and he's definitely got some skill.
Yep.
When he started on against New England, he was a little. He seemed better when he'd come on as a substitute, which that's not uncommon with young players and stuff. I think sometimes getting up to speed right away is not always easy.
Yeah.
We've also added another former U.S. men's national team player in DeAndre Yedlin.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
I think that was a good pickup.
I do too. It
cost us very little GAM.
Yeah,
yeah,
great.
Oh, yeah.
And Luca Oriano.
I like him.
I like him, too.
New that Barrio. Kid's got some skills. He does. It's funny because, I guess he was Barrio's backup at his previous club, right? Yeah. And they're different players, though, for sure. Yeah. This guy is way more of a winger. Like, he just wants to beat people off the dribble.
Yep.
He's got a lot. He looks good.
And I think, though, didn't Stone D, you say that all of our Argentinian players have certain tattoos on the back of their head, right? Yeah. Or the back of their neck?
Like, so Ledesma, Orellano, and they both have the wing tattoos on the back of their neck. Yeah, Luca's got a slightly different. I'm not quite sure what it is yet, but yeah, 3 for 3 as far as neck tattoos go.
And then we added a striker, which is good because we needed it. I mean, we sold Vasquez.
Yeah.
And so go out and get a striker.
What's his first name?
So here's the thing. I mean, I guess I now have to admit that we bought a striker who doesn't score goals.
Yeah.
His name is Corey Baird. And I mean, you know, you can see all the stuff he does. He works really hard. Oh, he's clearly smart.
Yeah.
He looks like a slightly larger Pavel Buka, which is interesting.
It's confusing at times.
It confused the shit out of me.
But at least you're like, all right, well, you know, we've got the medium and the large version, but that dude is never going to fucking score. I mean, we're three league games and or four league games and four cup games into the season.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I feel like we could play for 5 more years and he's going to never get a goal.
Yeah.
Or my real prediction was he's going to have one game where he scores a hat trick.
Three, right. Like,
Chris Wood for whoever he's playing with this year, he got a hat.
Yeah.
And it's like that dude never scores goals anymore. Yeah. There's one game where he looks like a complete world. I think that'll happen with Corey Baird.
My prediction is that's this Saturday because of this podcast. Because I'm pretty sure that's what happened with Schindler, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's about to say,
how's he going to help?
Kevin Schindler scored a goal shortly after we shut up. Exactly.
So, I see a name change in your future.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So do we call Baird. That right now? Did Baird. You become Baird? Like
if he scores a hat trick, I will change my name.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
Nice. So. Yes, right.
And I would say this, it wasn't my idea. I think there was another original idea. If anyone's listening, Jeremy Schultz, if you want to do a two poll of all the famous Corys, let's do it.
Corey Feldman, and then Corey
Haim.
Yeah. And Corey Baird. Three Corys.
The three Corys.
And I will become a Corey. That's better than Baird. I'll become a Corey.
You'll
be Corey. Corey Schindler.
Corey Schindler. Yes.
It was funny. The first match of the season, this was a bit of a theme so far, was a 0-0 draw at home.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
It was like we kind of replaced all those guys from last year, and it just felt like we replaced them all with guys that are slightly worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So that Baird's a downgrade from Vasquez. You know, Oriano looks like, probably at least right now, a little bit of a downgrade from Barriel. Was Buka a downgrade from Moreno? As the season's gone on, I don't feel as confident in that assertion.
Yeah,
I think they're getting better.
With potentially the exception of Corey Baird. Yeah. I mean, we don't have enough goals right now, I don't think.
Right, right.
At least that's what those seasons look like so far. Yeah. So I'm not really trying to pick on Corey Baird too much. Yeah.
But as we were sitting watching the most recent match.
New England.
Because we've switched to we've moved from our season preview to the season.
Season preview's over.
Season preview's over.
I predict that we'll go 2-2, 2 wins and 2 draws to start the fourth.
And 0-0 at home. 0-0 at home.
Vasquez is going to knock us out, which, to be fair, I thought that would happen.
Yes, exactly.
Well, can we just say, I couldn't see that game, and I texted you to ask, did he go apeshit when he scored?
Oh, no,
and said he was classy.
He was classy.
He was classy.
He sort of put his hands down like that.
Solitano really should have scored. Stopped that, too.
Yes.
Right through his hands.
Yeah, that was
a rough one. Because we played really... I mean, I only watched the first half of the away leg, but it sounded like really over the two legs, we committed... We played really well.
We did.
That's a really good team. I mean, I think you could easily win that. Mm-hmm. And, especially if Messi's going to miss the tie, which I don't know if that's tonight or tomorrow.
He's missing it?
Wait, he's got a hamstring, so he's got. I think he's going to miss.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I don't think it matters. I mean, like yeah. the last couple times,
we all have a hamstring. Yeah. I just made this. That was sports talk. Yeah.
He's hamstrung.
What are the results of the MRI? Negative. Like I've always wondered, is that good or bad?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt like on that first, Monterey game.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stone D kept railing on all of us about how
there's too many R's.
About how, like, what was I going to say? Brandon
Vasquez.
Monterey. Oh, no. Like, yeah, we should have won that game at least 2-1.
The home side. Yeah.
The home side and gone in, but we just couldn't score.
No.
And there were multiple times we,
should have
scored, but we didn't. And then in that game that we watched where, they cut Fox Sports.
Oh, my God.
Thank you fucking very much, Fox Sports. That's... Cut to basketball.
Great.
We were watching the game.
Yeah.
You're sunning yourself in Hawaii.
Don't blame me.
You're not in Hawaii.
You unplugged something.
Yeah. Right. You probably picked up a snail. Mrs. Macca picked up a snail.
And invasive African snail is an invasive species.
That's right.
And all the whole world. It's a butterfly. It's a butterfly.
The snail effect, not a butterfly.
Yeah, what happened?
We were watching.
What happened on the mainland? Tell me.
We're watching Fox Sports, and all of a sudden it cut to college basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, and then no matter what I could do, it couldn't get back on until some savior on Twitter posted like this fake feed, this feed, and we could get it. But by then it was the 90th minute and whatever.
How annoying.
Yeah. It wasn't everyone. Apparently some people with the Fox Sports app, it was working fine.
Lammy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong, guys. It looks fine.
Yeah, Lammy can get it to work.
Yeah.
Lammy.
But yeah, I mean, overall, it seemed like we played decently there. I do think we're actually going to continue to be pretty damn good this year. Our defense looks tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And,
mm-hmm. It's just a question of are we going to get enough goals? And I mean, there's room on the roster, I think, to make another signing, right? Yeah. Like, I think we could, because Kuba's not a designated. I don't really pay attention to that stuff well enough to know, but it feels like we've got Wobodo and Acosta and Bupenza, I guess, are all designated players, but we could probably, I think, get another young designated player, like the way that works now.
Yeah, okay.
Or we could be Miami and just keep signing people.
Yeah, just figure out how.
You would not believe, like, I'm still on the Facebook, guys. I still am. But you would not believe about how many, like,
I think you're about to say very educated comments that people make.
But they're also
well reasoned.
There are these like groups who just appeared, like, Miami FC Ecuador or something like that, or Miami FC, like whatever, like, and they're like they throw a picture of like Luka Modric, and they're like, here's the next signing for Miami FC. And everyone goes apeshit.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
How are they doing this? He's like, Luka Modric's not coming.
Right,
good but it's him. Like, but it's like every big name that you think of is like, Neymar's coming to Miami. Because they want to play with Messi.
Right, yeah. Oh, he's already done that. That didn't work out so well.
That's right. Yeah. He'll roll right into Miami.
Yeah.
One of the little Schindlers was in Fort Lauderdale last week, and he got tickets to go to their Champions Cup match against Nashville. And he said it was, it was super fun. He was basically in the supporter section.
Yeah.
He and his buddy wound up like holding the top of the TIFO because like the person that was supposed to be there, like, I don't know, got stuck in a beer line or something. It was really funny. Oh, man. We were doing as best we could. They made them take their shirts off because they weren't wearing pink or black.
Really?
And, so I was like, well,
how they do that down there. Yeah. Well, you're not wearing it. You take your shirt off, boy.
And the other thing he said was that the entire support section, all the songs, everything was in Spanish.
Oh.
So he's taking some college Spanish, so he knows a little bit, but not enough, really. But he's like, I was just mouthing words. But yeah,
yeah. And he was on the Miami side?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they weren't telling Luis Suarez that his teeth were offside. No. Okay. Yeah.
I did ask him from up in the top, because he was in the top, he's like, could you see Suarez's teeth?
I mean, everybody can, right?
That's right.
Maca saw him from Kauai. Yeah.
Didn't he?
That's why the Fox Sports thing went out. That's right. Yeah. Fucking Suarez.
Suarez's his teeth.
The signal was bouncing off those pearly whites.
It is crazy that dude. Not only does it, but the fact that he had multiple biting issues incidents in his career is just crazy.
Is it though? Just, yeah. Because they,
I guess if they're there, it's like a little like thing about if you show a gun in the first act of a play, it's going to go off in the third act.
It's not he could,
great analogy.
It's like a horror film where someone gets a hand sewed back on, but they don't control the hand. At some point, he got those teeth.
And, like, he made a deal with the devil to be that good at football. But, you gotta take these teeth.
Yeah,
exactly. These terror teeth that just need to consume human flesh. Didn't I read recently that he scored a goal with his hand and it just got brushed off? I don't know if it was in an early game.
It was another game that I think there was a handball in the box, but then Luis Suarez went down and scored.
Yeah.
And it just like
everyone just went Louis,
Louis.
And
legit, he also in that Nashville. Well, the first Nashville game, he just like at the cup, he just happens to be in there. He's in the right place.
He's like the golden boot like forefront right now. Like,
yeah,
he scored so many goddamn.
I think if he plays 30 games, he'll.
Absolutely.
Yes, but he will also fall apart.
I think we talked about this on the 5 month ago Pascal. The guy is falling apart every time he plays. He has to be injected.
His knees are, I think, completely gone.
He's crippled when he's playing, but his teeth are fine.
Yeah, as I say, he doesn't need fluoride.
No.
Or Florida.
And he is in that Floridian sunshine. Is it Floridian sunshine? Oh, God, chomp chomp. But when you said Nashville then, I thought you were talking about Louis and not the team.
Oh, yeah.
Nashville or something. I don't know. Oh, dear. But I can't wait for him to come to. It'd been really nice. As an ex-Liverpool player, I can't wait to see him in the flesh.
He'll be there, but I don't think Messi will be there, right?
He'll be playing for Uruguay as well.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if he still gets called up to Uruguay because it's Copa America.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not going to come to Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is it. So,
which is why you should try to sell your tickets.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's a really good point.
See if
you can
get but here's the thing. Is this going to be like another round of fucking refunds to idiots who buy tickets for stuff?
Yeah.
Remember all those people in China who complained and the government got involved and all refunds were given out because Messi didn't play?
Oh, right, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not calling all Chinese people idiots. I didn't mean that. Before. No, I know.
I'm just
covering all bases. Yeah. I know we have a lot of listeners in China.
The Chinese intelligence services.
Our Chinese,
when he comes back to Hawaii, we're going to get
it. Yeah. Our Chinese base is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because you get those people, don't you, all the time? We even had some at TQL who turn up.
In their pink jerseys
to see Messi.
Or the Barca jerseys.
Yeah. You're allowed to come and see Messi in any kind of jersey, people just want to... I mean, I remember hearing that there were people trying to get into the Bailey.
Because
I had COVID at that game, didn't I? So I couldn't go. I got $250 for my ticket.
Nice.
I say that boastingly, but I feel bad because...
Yeah, it's okay.
You know what I mean? But you know what?
Hey, if the MLS is going to do that, let's exploit them back.
I know, but you know what? I might get kicked out of the cool club.
I don't think so. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of MLS doing stupid shit,
nice.
Let's just talk a little bit about the fact that we have scab refs. Because I don't think they've been good. I think in general, here's my basic thing. I don't like referees. I think they're almost always bad.
Except for this one, yeah.
That's not fair because it's a very hard job. And the reality is, I think that they mostly do a fine job, right? In general, for a league at the level that MLS is, I actually think that the refereeing, I find more consistent and less irritating than some of the leagues in Europe, right? So, fine. But they've locked the refs out, the real refs. And so now you've got all these guys who are not as good. And it sucks. And it's like, and it's weird because there's no news about it as far as I can tell. I'm not like super plugged into MLS right. news, but like, how long is this going to go on? And you know what? In a league, in any kind of sports league where it's like there's money being bet on it, not paying your refs is basically tantamount to encouraging.
That's a good point. Yeah, thought
about that way. Because, yeah. I mean, yeah. if you're paying some dude $5,000 a match or whatever it is, it doesn't take much of a gambling problem for them to all of a sudden like have a bookie say, "Hey, I'll take care of all those debts for you, but yeah. here's what needs to happen. I need a yellow card in the
I need to, in the 60th minute, right?
With spread betting now, that's a real problem, all that kind of spot betting, spread betting, all that stuff,
and it's like, so pay your fucking refs. Like, it's right. not yeah. like to me, this is just like it's, and I do wind up. I mean, I. You know, occasionally I use soccer as an opportunity to direct emotion in ways that maybe are not always appropriate, right?
Right.
Like rants. Really?
Yes.
And so, it's all right. But the last game, I was just like sitting there fuming, like, because I felt like we had a call going against us, and it's a fucking scab. What are you doing crossing a picket line?
Yeah.
And I was like, and it's sort of like, okay, it's not probably very effective for me to be shouting from the top row of the Bailey about how. Where is your ethics? Where are your right. why? Where is your, you know, your kind of solidarity with the working people? What is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I don't think that's necessarily gonna.
I remember that, and then I reached in your bag and grabbed some nuts and ate them.
Yeah. Hey,
peanuts! So, the peanuts! Anyway, yeah, the peanuts! Course.
I do hope that the real refs come back. I do think it sucks that MLS is doing this. It doesn't surprise me given what MLS does with everything else, but it is annoying.
I mean, those. I think part of the issue is well, what you said is payment, and you know, if you're a Chris Penso or a uncle or I forget Ted Uncle is that his name whatever
Guido,
well, whoever the center is, you know, I think they get appropriately compensated.
Yeah, but they have a decent salary, but
the ARs
don't make much.
Don't make much at all, mm-hmm. and you know they're traveling a lot, and you know I think as a ref myself, but not nearly on the same level. Like
whatever,
we're not. Like, no, we're not. Like, and I yell at them because the thing I do yell at them, even as you know, it's not one of my own. I don't even mean that shit. Like they're compensated way more than I am. Like $30. I don't get $32 for running an hour.
Right? Yeah.
Like at any rate, but I want consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And the last game was. I mean, they were consistent with the fucking yellow cards.
Oh my God, that guy was like, but he was handing them out like
crazy. And it's like, and then the game before that at home, it's just sometimes wildly inconsistent.
Yeah.
And that's what, if you're going to be, you know, just be consistent. And I think for the most part, the refs beforehand, because people on the Twitterverse or Xverse, whatever you want to call it, are like, tell me exactly how they're worse. Well, I'm like, it's the consistency.
Yeah.
You get people who don't know, who are over their head, like, was it the first home game? Like, was it the PK call?
Yeah.
Like, remember that it was a PK call
real early, like in the first five minutes,
and we being FC Cincinnati fans felt it wasn't a penalty or wasn't in the box, and like the boos rained the fuck down, and you could I'm just in my like I get shit from parents all the time,
yeah,
but. If you have 25,513 people,
and that's never happened to you before, right?
Happened to you before, because these are all college refs or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like you got to feel something, right? So pay your fucking refs.
Yeah,
pay your fucking refs.
And like you said, if we weren't supporters of a team in this league, we probably wouldn't even know about this referee strike,
right?
Because it's just not. I don't.
It's definitely not.
I can't see. I've not read anything about it in the newspaper that I read online as an American section, MLS section. It barely covered it.
Well,
it covered it at the beginning of the season.
That was
going
to be my segue into another topic.
Right? Oh, like covering shit?
Yeah.
Like reporters? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
so,
yeah.
like, one of the things about MLS is they have a lot of their own media, right? So, and I actually like a lot of the writers. Yep. And people that cover the league, for the league, I think do a really good job. Matt Doyle, I always really liked him.
Yep.
I think Weeby's fine. I think that, like, there's a whole sort of, you know, whatever. I mean, I just think, but I think, like, in general, they have had real, you know, journalists that they've employed that cover the league, which is weird on one level because clearly those people are not going to be able to write about stuff that the league doesn't want written.
Correct.
Fine. So here in Cincinnati, we're really fortunate because we have a reporter from the Cincinnati Inquirer,
yep,
or the husk of the Cincinnati Inquirer, who is still paid to cover FC Cincinnati. And I think Pat does a really good job.
Yep,
absolutely.
And we also have an independent journalist named Laurel Thaler, who,
yep,
I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast has heard about. If they hadn't heard about it before this week, they have now. And, you know, she has a Substack or whatever, Patreon that you can subscribe to, which I've subscribed to for the last couple of years.
Same.
It's great. It's like I get $3 a month. I get an email that gives me really well written and researched information about the club. And so the whole thing with the club saying because of some unspecified rule that she broke, which it seems pretty clear, means that she did a journalism and they didn't want her to do a journalism and talk to people that she didn't do. Right. I mean, I think that those, as near as anyone can tell, given what who has talked about what, those are the facts. And I just think that is just so fucked up because you are essentially saying the only word we want out about the club is something that we are going to sanction.
Exactly.
And if you then also layer on the top of the fact that the guy that is the president of this club is a known thin-skinned jackass. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's done, I mean, I'm not even going on an anti-birding thing. Like, the fact that this club exists in the form that it is, he's probably the single person most responsible for that in good ways and bad, but mostly good, right?
Yeah.
So full credit to him on that. But, I mean, if you've lived in Cincinnati long enough and you talk to anybody that's done anything with the city, the Bengals, FC Cincinnati, you do not have to go very far to have someone tell you that, well, he's got kind of a thin skin and maybe a little bit of a temper. And so I'm sorry, the fact that, like, this club took this extreme action of denying credentials for one of the few independent journalists covering the club is a reflection of nothing else than the corporate culture of FC Cincinnati, which is fucked up.
Yep.
And I'm mad about the fact that some of the supporters groups have come out with incredibly mealy-mouthed statements about this. Yep. I'm sorry. I know that running a supporters group is really hard. Stoney and I have both been on the board of one.
Yep.
It is a thankless job. You get yelled at from all sides, and you don't make anybody happy. I'm fine with all of that. I just wish, in particular, that some of these people had just not made a statement at all. Because if you are making a statement that gives an indication that you think the club did something correct here, fuck that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's my show on the rant for that. You guys, I'll stop ranting.
No.
Make me. I just am like, you have to expect more of your club.
Yeah.
And if the front office does something stupid, someone needs to call them out for it. And the only people they're going to listen to really are fans. And the problem is, like, the hardest core fans are always in this bind of, like, if I don't want to say, I don't want to criticize the club too much because I want to support the team. And it's like, that's not how it works, right?
Totally. It doesn't make you less of a supporter.
No, it makes you more of a supporter. God, think about Liverpool when Hicks and Gillett run it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, or the super club stuff.
Yeah, it was just like, when your club's doing something you don't like, it doesn't make you any less supportive of the team or a less of a supporter of the whole ethos or the club.
Right.
Just by saying, hey, this ain't right, man. This is not right. We like you say, we've had it at the club I support in England, Liverpool, where we, going back to when Graeme Souness was a manager and the football was atrocious and some of us just didn't go anymore. It didn't make us less of a supporter. It just was like, we're not going to put up with this shit.
Yeah.
And this is a notch above now. I was not aware of this until suddenly I saw, you know, the tweets and stuff about it. And I just thought, hang on a second. Are we actually like taking someone's voice away because, you know, the rhetoric that it doesn't form a company line or something? It just seems like this is wrong, you know.
Yeah. And so, like, even if there's more nuance to the story than there is, which, again, it's been reported out that there's not. Like, in the sense that, like, there was no breach of, like, ethical standards on Laurel's part or, you know, basic. And, you know, the club released a statement that insinuates and kind of that she has crossed some kind of journalistic integrity lines, which is in and of itself bullshit. The club should have really said, like, this was a step too far. We're getting bad press for this. We should apologize and reinstate after the first game, and it would have all gone. Instead now, like, I mean, I'm legitimately really mad to the level of, like, is this, do I want to keep, do I want my season ticket? I can go to games without a season ticket. Like, I just am started, it brings up all that stuff around, like, is the moral cost of, like, continuing to support an entity who I know, I mean, look, I know, I guarantee you, Carl Linder and I have one thing in common is that we both went up to Cincinnati to win games, right? Yeah. I mean, like, and so whatever, I'm fine with that. Like, I wish that I have enough money to cancel out his political donations and all that stuff, but I don't, whatever. Like, but this, for whatever reason, this one just feels so thin-skinned petty and mean and stupid, but it actually has real ramifications because if Laurel just decides to say, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore, that's
a loss.
That's a big loss for the fan community, right? It's squarely at the feet of the club.
Right. I totally agree with that. And I think it's, you know, I was discussing that with my family, and I, you know, I may have gotten a little ranty. and you know, there
Bubbles, you'll never quite get to my level.
No, I know. I will never. It's something I aspire to, but, like, you know, you know, it, you know, they were like, listen, just chill. You don't need to, like, we agree with you. You don't need to yell at your family about that. I'm like,
that is a phrase I have heard several times. So maybe you are on the right path.
On the path of the Schindlerisms. I stand by, you know, I think that is it's a fundamental right that Laurel has to do what she did. And I think it's the club being a bully. And fuck that.
Yeah.
So, and if you know what, if you're afraid of what the front office is going to say, fuck that.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, when I was on the board of one of the clubs, I was like supporters groups, it was like, I remember going to a meeting with the front office, and you get to go in the headquarters, you're in this little room, and you get to hear about what the plans are, and, you know, you get to see the jersey early, and Birding comes in, and he talked about, this one was the one I remember the best because it was right after, it was our first year in MLS, and he talked about the trade that he just made for all of Philadelphia's draft picks.
Oh,
how excited he was about that.
That's so
and
amazing.
It was so funny because, like, I knew enough to know that, like, everyone was making fun of that because he gave, like, I don't know, it was like $300,000 in GAM or something like that, which was like a lot to give for, like, five draft picks that I don't think any of those players ever made it. Maybe one of them played like a few minutes for us, but you were not going to get, you don't want to get five players. And it was just such a, like, the NFL guy comes in and makes an NFL trade. And I'm sure, like, got laughed at by everybody else. Right. But whatever, you still, like, you feel like you've got this, like, inner knowledge, which is kind of seductive. And so, like, I get that, like, that proximity to stuff for some people really matters. But then I sort of feel like then what are you doing with that? And where does it go beyond you? And what is it actually in service of? And so, I mean, I'm definitely disappointed. I understand. Like I said earlier, running those things is a lot of work, and it is not paid. And you are always going to get hit by all sides. And I realize I'm now hitting in some ways from a side. Yep. But it's frustrating.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
We take a break.
Let's take a break. Right we'll come on. Back and talk about something funnier. Like, apparently we have FLQs that I haven't even read yet.
I know. and I think we also have to talk about Macca getting hit on by a robot in a Chinese market.
So we'll be back.
We'll be back.
We're back, and we had a nice little break, including two varieties of Bubbles homemade kombucha. That's some quality booch there,
Bubbles. Yeah, the Scobie's name is Steve, so we had some Steve. Drank some Steve.
It's beautiful.
Steve is beautiful.
Lemon and ginger?
Lemon, lime ginger, lime and blackberry orange.
The blackberry orange is quite delicious. Yeah.
All right. Well, Bubbles also posted on...
What do we call it now? Twitter? Shitter.
Shitter. I have not been on that site in 6 months. More than that.
So we got some FLQs.
Yes.
So, all right. This is from Jeff Tebbets.
Nice.
We're not in the U.S. Open Cup this year, which is another...
Wait, what?
I don't think we could have bitched about MLS.
Yeah.
But we skipped over that one. But yeah, that sucks. So pick some options for teams we should support in it.
Bubbles is ready.
I'm ready because I'm gonna phone a friend about how to pronounce this.
Maca.
Ooh. Verin igung reserbej.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, that's exactly who I want to support. What he just said is a German-American social and sports club with premier catering facilities located in the beautiful Warminster Township, Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
No shit.
And they also have a soccer team who's playing Charlotte tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's
Let's have another look at it.
In Pennsylvania. So,
that sounds pretty good.
Let's have another look at the spelling. Verinigung. Let's go with that. Yeah.
Oh, I see it. They're playing Charlotte Independence tomorrow at 7:30.
7:30.
I want to hear the commentary on that.
Yes,
that's a great attack by Verena Gungivers. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to support Louisville for a laugh.
No,
they're in it, aren't they?
They are.
Almost by supporting them. To jinx them. Because you know what happens when I root for a team in a cup.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I haven't been paying a lot of attention, but I just saw a team that caught my eye was SC Motown. I'm like, Motown?
Yeah.
Ooh. I go with that. But it's Motown is an American soccer club based in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh.
So it's not the same.
It's not like the big crosstown rivals to Detroit City.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been great.
You see, I do the Live Score app that I have. You can favorite your teams, so you always see their fixtures. So I favorite FC Cincinnati. I favor Liverpool, but there's also this Argentinian club in the second division
called Liverpool.
No, they're called Chacho Forever.
Chacho Forever is a good one,
and it just reminds me of Happy Days. I always call them Chachi.
Chachi.
And they're actually doing okay. So, I always like a fun name team. And there's a team in South Africa, I think, called the Go Ahead Eagles.
Yeah,
that are famous for what was the team that that band ended up? There ended up being a band from Sunderland named after a team. I've really done it to myself now. It's going to haunt me. Can't remember the name.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, synergy. It's like a mind meld going on here. Yeah. Kaiser Chiefs, things like that. Any team like that. But there are funny when you see a team called Arsenal in the middle of
There's one in South America.
There's one in South America. Yeah.
But yeah. I would like to follow Louisville just to see how they do.
Yeah.
I bear them no ill for beating us a few times in our old days because we turned them over a few times in the cup, didn't we?
Yeah, we've beaten them the last couple of times we've seen them, but that'd be good for them to go.
Do you remember that day we went all the way?
Yeah,
you guys Louisville. Went all the way, right?
Oh yeah,
oh man, that was nuts.
Behind.
We all got right threatened choice. With being kicked out. We got beat 5-0.
Was that Streamergate?
Yeah.
And also drunk gate on the way home, right?
Oh my God, and Adele gate.
Exactly, Adele gate.
Yeah.
All the youngs were belting that out on the bus.
Oh my God, yeah.
So I have an answer, which is not as exciting as that was when I first Googled it, which is Las Vegas Lights, because when you Google them, and you can, on the little Google card, it gives you a choice for players, and Manny Ledesma was listed there, but he's not on the roster.
No. Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
But Joe Gal is.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Nice.
So,
journeyman player.
Yeah, and I mean, I went to a game. It was super fun.
You have the hat?
I have a hat, so
that's right. It's cool,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's good logo.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the Florida Soccer Soldiers from?
Oh yeah.
Pretty far deep. Yeah. If they were in, that'd be my team, I think. Right. Yeah.
Well, tell you what, let's for future podcasts, let's keep an eye on your team, your team, Louisville, and what, that soldier team?
Well, I don't even think they're playing. This is a couple years back. I'll find a new one. I'll go with Motown. I'll go with
Motown. Yeah, the Motown.
There are some people in England who go to early FA Cup games, and they'll just go, and when the team wins, they'll support them. All the way through, so they get to see every single round, because, like, you know, they'll just go on to support the winner,
whoever the winner is.
Sometimes it might, and the worst thing that can happen is that the team get beaten by someone like Manchester United or Liverpool, and they can't get a ticket for that round. But they eventually like because. Yeah, what is it? You got to, if you're a Premier League team, you got to win 6 games to win the FA Cup. But if you're a non-league team, you've got to win like 12 or something like that. So, yeah, let's follow Las Vegas Lights. Is it?
Yeah,
let's follow them. Yeah, let's see how they get on. We'll keep an eye out for them.
There you go.
Cool. All right, that was a good question, Jeff.
As ever.
Yeah.
Let's see. FCC Scars wants to know, we're going to do a live podcast again.
With barbecue.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oof. I mean, I'm not going to throw Stone D under the bus, but maybe he can make his famous brisket.
Hello.
And then we just have a live pod, whoever wants to come.
I mean, we could have it.
We could have it.
We could tell you about it.
Yeah, that's true. We could tell you about it.
I could do that. That'd be fun. We got to figure out a location. I'll do the brisket. We got to figure out a location. Right.
Yeah.
We might have.
Because we all like eating Jason's meat.
We do. Who's that?
Both Jason. Oh, yeah.
Oh, who is that?
I don't know who that is. Who's that?
There is a little place.
My other Scobie. Steve and Jason.
There might be a place that's opened up that makes pizzas that might have us.
Ooh, 1208.
Don't reveal it.
What are you talking about? I was talking about what time it is.
Oh, that's right. It's 8 minutes past 12, yeah.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's a good idea, though, to just make your own brisket. And
I feel think like that's
we had somebody else that suggested we do a live blog somewhere, but I can't remember what it was. I mean, somewhere in the last year, somebody had suggested it.
Oh yeah.
For all I know, they're out of business now.
I don't know.
All right. Here's one from Tyler Stroud, PA. Long-time listener, first-time caller, although I think that is technically correct. Yes. Yeah. Which member of the pod would have the best chance of scoring a PK against Sprinkles the Wall Donut?
Bubbles.
I'll regale you with my one and only PK shot in the history of Bubbles' lifetime. All right? So I'm in high school. I've never scored a goal. I've hit the post. I hit the crossbar lots of times because, that's just how it goes. So... it's like my senior year. We get a PK. I'm a center back, so they say, "Hey, Trent, Bubbles, go take the PK." So I am up there, and we're already winning like 4-0, 4-0. I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? Because I've been practicing this. I'm gonna take it with the outside of my boot.
Nice.
And try to fool everybody. Guess what happens? I don't fool shit.
Did you go for a thrill?
No. What happened was one of my friends, the teammates, Dustin, he saw me lining up and he said afterwards, he goes, "I knew you were going to do that dumbass shit with the outside of your foot." And so he goes, "I knew it." And so I lined up on the line. And as soon as you hit that ball, I made a beeline. And so he scored the tap in after the goalie saved it. So I got an assist, maybe.
There you go.
But the goalie blocked it down and he shut it. And he looked at me and goes, "I knew you were going to do that."
Wow.
Anyway.
It's funny though, because I the only penalty I ever remember taking was similar. I missed it. And I had a teammate come up to me afterwards who was watching from the gantry because we were doing these, like, it was like a team from Belfast had come over and on a tour. So we were doing these five-a-sides games.
Yeah.
And I got a penalty and I took it and I missed it. And I too had a teammate who said, I knew you'd miss it.
Oh, really?
And I'd be like, are we on the same team here or what? Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, he was right. I did miss it. I spewed it wide. And they were five-a-side goals, which are really wide.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not very high. But
this was a regulation goal that I missed.
It's all right, mate.
Well, yeah. You wouldn't do that now. Having it be saved is not the same as
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was saved.
It was saved.
It wasn't missed. It was saved.
Saved. Yeah, it was saved and then scored by Dustin.
Yeah, I really did think when you said outside your boot, that it just like corkscrewed right out.
That's
right.
No, it was saved, yeah.
It would not be me. I am not very good at football, and I also, I was playing pickleball with the Little Schindlers, and we were playing cutthroat, and I was winning. Like it was like 10-2-2, and
wait,
then they came
cutthroat?
Back, and you played 11, and then they came back, so it was like 10-8-8, and of course one of them turned to. One of them turned to the other and was like, now we know where we get our choke gene from. and then I beat him. But I did kind of have a choke gene. If I had to take a penalty, I wouldn't get it on target.
That was a bit rough on it.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. A buddy of mine were playing against them the other day, and they are just absolute dickheads to each other as they're playing. Oh. Are you gonna ever hit the ball over the net again? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
My friend was kind of like, that's just how they are.
But like, did they share the same brain?
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
They've got their own, but
yeah.
They work the same.
Well, if they got the choke gene, they both got it. So that's
sorry, boys. Oh, interesting.
That's awesome,
man.
All right, we got one more, I believe. All right, from FCC Gary.
Hey.
The club is tired of the complaints about their choices. And I think we're going to now, this is specifically in the realm of we are now in charge of picking the season ticket holder gift for this year.
Oh, what a great question.
Okay. I never picked mine up.
Wait,
but I heard it was
bad. Let's do this. Let's pick it. I'll do this. You guys pick it. I'm going to have it. So you have to wait till after the game. In a long fucking line to pick it up. We'll set that standard, but you guys go ahead. What do you want?
Well, can I just say that I got an email while I was on holiday.
I was going to say,
saying, I noticed you didn't pick up last season's thing. Are you going to be at the game on the 23rd or the 24th? My man Jack.
Stack them still
down
there.
If you walk up the workhorse, there's a whole like pallet of old, dusty, wet, like season ticket holder gifts somewhere picked up.
What was last year?
I'm pretty sure I don't want one of those.
Wasn't last year's a flag, and we decided to fuck it off?
Whatever it was, it was a scarf and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember coming out the game and being like, are we going to line up for this? And we said to someone coming away, peeling away, we said, what is it?
Yeah.
And they kind of held this thing and said, it's this flag. And we said, fuck that, let's go, let's go Knox and get. Drunk.
Yeah.
So if I've
what
got
should we get though? What should we do? What should we give the?
Well,
give
I must again. I found something in my wardrobe the other week that I forgot I had. It's a white zip up top with the knifey line on it
from the year. Then when you got to pick out a piece of clothing, basically.
I think And so I was like, where's this come from? I thought I didn't pay for this, did I? I don't know. What would I have? I'd have. I would like an FCC branded like mirror to go with that cocaine chopper I've got.
There you go. That's a good one. I like
that. Or a digital scale.
Digital scale. Oh, I got that's one of them for one. Christmas.
Oh, for
the cooking. We're gonna have to.
Yeah.
Like.
So yeah.
No, I'm not gonna say it.
Or a massive straw.
I think I like straw. Yeah, those are good.
Everything oversized.
Yeah.
Just to be really big. Like a massive chopper, a massive mirror, and a straw that you can't get up your nose.
Yeah. Holding your mouth. Yeah.
And just be like, I'm big baller over there. Come on. Not the big baller.
Not a big baller, but that.
Big baller,
That's the best one.
That, yeah.
Stone D, what do you got?
Yeah. I recently saw that Portland came out with a pretty cool one. So they have, like, you know, had the, every time somebody scores a goal in Portland, they cut that log off or whatever. Yeah. They took the wood shavings, put them in like a little coin thing or whatever, and like had a player sign it. Yeah, send it out to everybody. We have a fucking knife being pulled out of a well, we can't do something like that. But maybe we could do one of those like Build-A-Bear type things where we could do the Gary stupid fucking line, you know, what we have. But have that guy from the bartend, like, you know, the bar right behind the Bailey, where there's the guy all the way to the right who was like really fucking loud. Like, you're saying lines like, next! Like, loud as he can. Like, if you could just have that bear every time you hit it, next! Like, I think that would be awesome. So that's what I want.
Like, do you pull a string and it goes next?
No, you squeeze it.
You squeeze it. Yeah.
You squeeze it, you drop it.
He's got a little plastic boot. And he's like, next! Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's the best one. Yes, yeah. I like that.
I don't know if it's the best one, but that's,
awesome. That's a good one.
I don't know how to top that.
I don't either.
I was talking for some. Oh, we were talking about Barbie, the movie, the other day, and somebody brought up the existence of, which I then Googled to figure out this is actually true. You're online enough to know about Cochrane King. Ken.
I don't know about Cochrane. Hello.
Whoa.
But I'm sure it's a
thing. I would not expect that.
Apparently, there was a Ken that came with like this like medallion thing that everyone apparently got adopted as being like a, I feel like our foul-mouthed nurse friend.
That's not enough to
So, for some reason, we're talking about, God, look, we give out cock rings, like cock ring kids. Yeah.
This kid is more than enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was not a fully formed thought, but there you go.
Yeah.
I think the club's going to go for that one.
Let's cock ring.
Yeah. Let's give out orange and blue cock rings for everybody.
Oh, you got a blue one? Can I win an orange one?
Oh, man. This shit went off.
I did not expect that to come from our captain.
Yeah, exactly. Captain Cochrane.
Yeah. Oh, that's not what I took home from the movie.
Actually, I better look this up.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe. If I made it up, that's problematic.
I was going to say, our lawyers are looking over.
It's a dream. Yeah.
Let's run that through the lawyers. Yeah, it's funny. I went to see him.
You Google that on your work computer?
The first answer is from Wikipedia. It's from Earring Magic Ken.
Earring Magic Ken. Wink.
And I mean, look at that picture. You can sort of see around his neck.
Oh my God.
That's Cochrane Ken. That's not an earring.
Yeah. It's a ring.
Right. So just make that orange and blue. There you go.
Hey!
What do you got, Bubbles?
No, I can't really top either of those. I was just going to say, maybe, you know, like a, I don't know, an invasive species snail or something like that.
He might catch rat lung. Yeah,
he's a rat lung. Ratworm lung or whatever it is.
Oh, God. He ain't got rat lung.
Yeah.
Remember that time that there was that stone at the Nippet? That I was saying, I picked it up, it up and played with it and said, this is where they keep the keys to the Nippet.
Nope.
And it was fucking rat. And
it was a rat trap.
The officer came up and said, that's actually a rat trap, young man. I never washed my hands quicker. Oh, my God. That was, could have caught rat lung that day. Yeah. I probably still have. We had the conversation about rat lung off air. This will be confusing people.
Right.
But Mrs. Macca has not got rat lung.
That's true.
Let's just all be clear.
She may or may not have picked up Mrs. an invasive Macca species of snail in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which then Macca may or may not have killed.
I ran over it. You ran over it. Yeah, I ran over it. But not the same one.
Different one. Yeah.
Mrs. Macca mourned me running over a snail until she found out it was an invasive species that could have given it rat lung or what's the other thing?
Meningitis.
Meningitis, yeah, which no one wants.
Nope.
I went to the wonderful Kauai Islands and all I got was this lousy meningitis. We didn't buy that t-shirt. Oh, this was a lot of fun. It's been ages since we've seen each other.
For sure.
And it's been ages since we've graced your earlobes, gentle listener. We hope you enjoyed it too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And anybody got anything else for the good?
Not for the good. But.
Up the orange and blue this weekend. New York.
New York. Yeah. Hey, you know what? In your honor, actually, because Stone D, you'll be in Florida. Yeah. In your honor, I will play I'm Ken. I'm just Ken all the time at Stillhouse.
I'm sad on this.
Yeah.
But I'll ask for reports for sure. Yeah.
All righty.
All right, listener. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in 5 to 7 months.
Yep.